Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Karen Moore. I have canceled this app that was mistakenly ordered, and I received confirmation that it's canceled and talked to a person named Destiny, and she will not refund my money, $59.89, that has been charged. She said there's effectively nothing she can do, and I say that's crap.
All right. So I definitely understand your call in regards to a possible refund today, which I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide me your first and last name, please?
First name's Karen, C-A-R-O-N, Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
And can you verify your shipping address, please?
15243 North 52nd Place, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85254.
All right. Thank you for that information. So I show that you did have our Bites Hub, which is basically a meal planning app, provides recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy, which has been canceled. That cancellation was submitted as of, what's this?
I got it today at 7:11 a.m.
of this month. So, of course, the cancellation was submitted. That goes in effect immediately. As far as with the charge, I understand you're calling in regards to a refund today. The charge is going to be considered valid based on our terms and conditions that were agreed upon when you did sign up for the
That is a bunch of crap.
So we will not
that
be able to provide a refund, unfortunately.
Crap, and you know it. It's a scam. A bunch of crap. I want my money back.
All right. So, again, ma'am, we will not be able to provide a refund. If you wanted to seek a refund, you can speak with your financial institution, and they will be able to assist in regards to those matters, but we will not be providing a refund.
How do I contact them? How do I contact them? Because you effectively, you don't give information on the site. So give me a phone number, please. Name and a phone number, and I will call.
Okay, you will speak with your bank, ma'am, your financial institution. So whoever your financial institution is, that is who you will need to call. You should already have that information on hand.
I do have that information on hand. What I don't have on hand is something that is honest and true from a company that is just taking my money from me. And I'm not happy with this, and I will continue this. This is a bunch of crap. You guys are doing a bogus business. It's a scam. I don't know how you live with yourself. Thank you for trying to help.